down to the river of love, down to the river of love, down to the river of love, down to the river, down to the river, down to the river of love.
Oh, well, that was fabulous. Yay!
I like that one.
Then you've got to say hello to Chunky, have you?
Yeah, Nick chatting there. Chunky Monkey, where is he? Hello, yes.
Is that because he likes ice cream?
He's a big old boy. He's a great DJ, though.
Is it?
He's a fabulous guy.
Yeah, do you have to say that because you work with him?
No.
No, he is generally fabulous.
Yeah.
Now, you got a nice text from your missus.
Yep, I've earned brownie points, so that's good. And I've got to talk near the mic, so which is quite nice, I'm being told. But yeah, it's, yeah.
What did she say? She said your little boy was like...
Oh, yeah, little boy put his head in his hands when I said his name, so he's embarrassed already.
Oh, your friend Chunky Monkey has said, proper chap, I love him.
I love you back, Nick.
Oh, it's nice, nice bit of...
There we go, we're getting social media feed coming through here.
It's a nice bit of bonding. People say things on social media, though, Johnny, and really, after time, you have to take the pinch of salt. You know what people are like.
We know what social media is like. You meet loads of friends through it and...
It's so fake. Other people are so fake.
Sometimes you don't meet half of them. It's quite funny, yeah.
Now, you are doing... Party in the Park and also the Cherry Tree Pub. So tell us about Party in the Park.
Party in the Park come through Mr. Midas, Dean Maynard. And yes, that's up on the 9th of July in Normanton, which is just outside Leeds. I'll be up on stage with Lydia Lucy, our very own lovely Lydia, Jake Quickenden, Chico Time will be there as well.
Yeah.
And we've got a few other guests there as well. So it's going to be quite a nice day. And it's a free festival as well, so anyone can come along. And that's a bit of a trek, but I'll get to sing my own material that day as well. And be fun.
Are you got a band or are you going to be doing backing tracks?
That's just backing tracks that day because of the time and the turnaround, but yes, it's going to be good. I've got a few other things coming up, like the Cherry Tree Pub in Witham, which opens tomorrow officially, but the grand opening is Friday night in Witham. So if you live nearby, please come down and watch me and support your local pub, because it's been shut down for a while and they're going to turn into sort of a gastro pub and trying to improve it.
So. It's a shame, isn't it? Because a lot of the venues where people would have played, they have shut so many pubs over the last sort of 10 years. It's really affected musicians.
Definitely, when you drive around the country doing gigs, I say I gig all over the UK, and when you go up and down and see pubs boarded up and closed, and you think, God, you know,
yeah,
it's a tough game.
And what do you enjoy most about gigging? What's the best thing for you? And do you remember your first gig?
Yeah, I remember my first gig. Yeah, we won't go back there. It was a few years back. I mean, I've been doing this properly and paid for about 8 years now, but professionally, but paid. Before that was open mics and things like that, so it's it was my local pub across the road from me, the Little Elms, and my friend, the landlord, went in there and he said, I'll come and try it in our pub. So we did it, and I'm dipping down over the mic. So we did a gig in there, and when I watched back the footage a couple of years later, it's like, really, was that me?
Why?
I was a bag of nerves. But you watch me now and people say, you know, you watch Robbie Williams, you watch Ollie Murs and Buble, and it's a mix of the three. You know, I love entertainment, and it's not just always about being a great singer. It's about getting the crowd in the palm of your hand, and that's what I love doing. So,
do you ever get nervous now, or you don't? You just get sort of fired up to get on stage?
I say I don't get nervous, but I don't know if you get the same. When you're about to go on stage, all of a sudden you think you've got a sore throat. Everyone's got their hands around your neck, and you're just so scared that first song's not going to come out right. So you always sort of pick a safe bet and think, you know, I'll go a safe option to start. Just a warm up.
I think sometimes it's what you, whenever you see these talent programs, I've got a bit of a sore, I don't know what I'm doing in Northern accent, it's like, I've got a bit of a sore throat, I don't know if I don't think I can. And then they sing and they're really good and you're like, oh, get off.
Yeah, you use that one as an excuse before you did that, yeah?
Yeah, exactly.
No, it is nerves. I think anyone that gets nervous, it's good to be nervous.
Yeah.
And I used to play football at a decent level, so it was the same thing. If you never got nervous before a game, there was no point in doing it. And the day the nerves stopped, the day I'll stop doing it. But
decent level, do you mean you played for West Ham?
I wish. My boyhood team, West Ham United, who are finishing their last game tonight at Upton Park, which is going to be a very sad occasion. No, I played for Witham Town, Ryman League, so it was quite a decent level.
Yep.
But I enjoyed that in my younger days, but the old legs and the knees, as they say, yeah. It's the hips with me now, yeah.
Oh, have they all gone?
It's just getting old now, yeah.
When have you got the album getting together, and when are you going to get a live band? Because I know you were saying about getting a live
band. We're trying to, if any musicians are out there want to be part of the Johnny Mac band, please contact us. But we are trying to... Yeah, you know, I'm using other bands to help me out for certain gigs, so I know people I can use, but we're looking to get the album done by the end of the year.
Yeah.
And then hopefully, I've got a couple of gigs with a band this year. A lady, Hannah Marie, who was on The X Factor last year, the blonde girl, the farmer's girl from Dorset. She's got an agency in London called Elite, and I do a lot of work with them.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm using her band for a gig up in Knightsbridge in June.
Yeah.
So that's going to be nice, you know. So it's five musicians from the Royal Academy of Music. That's a... be nice for the big band, but I'm trying to get a small big band to give if there's such a thing. But just to do some bigger shows, and having a live band behind you does make a difference. I've done it a couple of times, and it's a thrill.
It's the thing is with a big band, if you say let's go round again, we'll just go round again, but if you've got a backing track, yeah, it's like you've got, and if you ever lose concentration with a backing track, just that moment that you might be thinking, I wonder what's for dinner tomorrow when I get in, and then suddenly you're like, I don't know where I am.
Yes, that's happened a few times, and being the true professionals that we are, you just make a few words up and hope no one notices. And
what's the funniest thing do you reckon you've done on stage? Have you ever fallen over, or have you ever anything happened where you?
I've dropped my mic a few times. I have a way of coming out of things sometimes, and the brain doesn't connect in time to the mouth, and you say things, and think, I shouldn't have really said that, but it's already left my lips.
Yeah.
And by that moment, it's like, right, I can't backtrack, let's just make another joke out of it.
There's not a forward roll involved.
No, I've tried some dad dancing on stage, and you know, I've been told don't.
Don't do it again.
No.
So if people want to find out more about you, you've got your, as I said, it's a brilliant website, and if you want to look for a singer, just go there, because you do so many different things, as well as your own original music. Yeah. You know, you gig all over the place, as you said. So yeah. What's the website?
The website is www.johnnymack.co.uk, or you can follow me on Twitter at Mr. Johnny Mack.
Very nice. So you're going to get up now. We do have to say, you've got to say a few more hellos to people.
I've got a few hellos out there, yes. Obviously, my mum and dad, who are hopefully listening. My mother-in-law, Elaine. I hope she's listening as well. And my sister-in-law's, they should be, they've been told. My wife, Tara, who I love very much, is listening. Creep in there.
Yeah, you'll get a nice dinner tonight.
No, she puts up with a lot. And it's tough being in a marriage with two young kids to sort of juggle work life and go all over. And, you know, I appreciate what she does for me, and she's always there, so... She's there to pick up the pieces when it always goes wrong.
Oh, that's
no,
nice.
No, it's funny. But then I've got some friends today. Mr. Peter Verley, my coffee morning partner, who we're the dads that do the school run. So we're the dads that do breakfast while the mums go to work. And his wife, Dawn, they're listening. Sarah Smith, who is one of my top fans, as I call her. She lives in South Woodham, and we're doing a gig for her at Wolston Manor Golf Club on the 10th of June for the Lauren Page Trust. So that's available now. Got Fortune Duo, two girls from Halstead. They're a cracking duo, Vicky and Claire, and their number one fan, Missy Gill, they're listening as well today. So anyone else I've missed, I do apologise, but I love you all. And of course Chunky Monkey is listening.
He's still there. He's not said anything. He had to be as a friend to say to me, I needed to make sure you were in front of the microphone.
That's it. Well, I'm here now.
Didn't say hello. How are you? Nice to have you turn his microphone
up. Talk to
up.
The mic.
Exactly.
Yeah. And also our mutual friend, Mr. Lees, Joel Lees, who's probably the most talented young man I've ever met. Very humble. And when you look at his story in life, you think, you know what? Life can't be that bad.
Yeah.
Because he's gone from the very bottom to the very top. And yeah, there ain't many like him.
Yeah. Mr. Lees, if you're listening out there, he's a lovely guy. And been a guest in my on my show. And you can check out the video as well that's on the Phoenix FM website.
Mm.
So you're going to get yourself ready.
Yes.
Hopefully we'll get you nicely so you're going to make your way over. It sounds like you're in a massive studio.
It's huge. It's so huge. I've got a sat nav to get around.
It'll take you about four minutes at least to walk over there. So we're going to have some live music now. Johnny Mack is going to sing live in the studio. There we go. Now, what is this song?
This is one of my idols of inspirations, Nat King Cole, a song called Love, which I did for The Voice last year, an audition, and got through on that. So
is it L?
Yes, that's the one.
The way you look at me. Yeah, I'm not very good with that. I've said L-V-E-O.
Yeah, it's L-O-V-E. If you spell it wrong, it doesn't sound right in the song.
Dyslexic, doesn't work. Here's Johnny Mack with L-O-V-E.
L is for the way you look at me. O, it's for the only one I see. V is very, very extraordinary. E, it's even more than anyone that you adore. And love is all that I can give to you. Love, it's more than just a game for two. Two in love can't make it. Take my heart and please don't break it. Love was made for me and you. Come on. One more time, let's go. L
is for the way you look at me. Oh, it's for the only one I see. B is very, very extraordinary. E, it's even more than anyone that you adore. And love is all that I can give to you. Love, it's more than just a game for two. Two and love can't make it. Take my heart and please don't break it. Love was made for me and you. Ooh, oh, love was made for me and you. Whoa, love was made for me and you. Yeah.
Back over in a little, I'll run really quick.
You move so quickly, I was hardly, was like, what's going on there?
Stealth mode.
That was Johnny Mac with L-O-V-E. I got the right one there.
There we go.
And Nat King Cole's a lovely song. I love that.
That's a great song, yeah.
It's been really lovely. Thank you very much for coming.
Thank you for having
studio.
Me. It's very nervous in my first radio interview.
Oh, I see. It's here. I've been gentle with you.
And now I know how to use a mic on the radio, so that's fine.
Yeah. The trick is, don't move your head away from the mic. No. Yeah. Should have got a bit of sellotape, actually. Just stuck your
just rubber band around the head. Yeah.
Yeah. It all works every time. If you want to find out more, do go and check out the website, which is allthews.johnnymac.co.uk, and you can find you on Twitter
at Mr. Johnny Mac or One Johnny Mac on Facebook.
Lovely. There we go.
Thank you, Michelle. Thank you.
You're welcome. Ooh. You can listen back to it in its full glory.
I don't want to listen back.
Why not? You'll be fine. It'll be fine. But who's that, mate? It's weird when you hear your voice on the radio. That's the
it's
point.
Like being in a studio recording, but yeah, at least they can do stuff with it there.
We've got a manly voice. If you came in and went, hello, it's Johnny Mac, can you have a voice on?
That's it. No, it's very, very deep.
It is very deep. It's a manly voice. So I reckon now when you get home, you're going to get a fantastic dinner.
I'm expecting a nice lunch. I'm only joking. She's actually working today, so there we go.
Yeah, she's hard at work.
She's working hard on lunch day, so no, there's a few bits to do on the way home. But
yeah, get the flowers on the way home. Work's a treat every time.
Okay.
Do you buy flowers?
I do, but she always says, what have you done?
Yeah, that's the point, actually. Never don't
do flowers.
Don't buy flowers for your partner, because it's like, they're lovely. What have you done? Exactly.
What have you done? Yeah. So, no, it's, I love it a bit. So, love to my wife and my kids. Charlie, if you're still listening, tidy them toys up before I come home.
Thanks very much, Johnny Mac. I'll be back after the news.
Thank you.
Zane with Pillar Talk.